Today's episode of 12 Hop Flop is brought to you by our friends at Try the World. Take a food journey around the world by visiting 12hopflop.com/try the world. More on them in a bit. Well, hello there, dear listeners. It's Floppy hopping in to greet you with a big soft ear twitch and a cozy nose wiggle. I hope you're ready to snuggle into another thoughtful episode of 12 Hop Flop. Today, we're digging into a topic that's near and dear to my little rabbit heart, clarity. You know, sometimes life can feel like a dense thicket of confusion, where every decision feels like a twisty bramble bush. But don't worry, we're going to nibble our way through it together. So, if you've ever felt a bit lost in the tall grass, this episode is for you. Let's explore the carrot of clarity and how we can all find it in life's trickiest moments. Now, before we start chasing after that elusive carrot of clarity, let's take a moment to ask ourselves, what does clarity really mean? Is it just a fancy word humans use when they finally figure things out? Well, as a rabbit, I see clarity a bit differently. To me, clarity is more than just knowing the right path. It's that calm, instinctive feeling deep in your whiskers that tells you everything is going to be okay. It's the way I know whether a patch of grass is safe or if there's danger nearby, even when I can't see the whole field. You humans might not have the same nose for danger, but you've got your own instincts and signals. Clarity is about tuning in to those inner nudges, that sense of purpose, and understanding what's really important when everything else seems blurry. Now, so whether it's a tough decision you're making or just sorting through all the noise, clarity is about cutting through the clutter and finding that soft, still space where things make sense. And let me tell you, that space is worth finding, just like the sweetest part of a carrot. Now, let's talk about that tricky fog of complexity. You know the one. It creeps in when you're trying to make sense of things, but everything feels tangled and uncertain. It's a lot like when I'm out in the garden and the morning mist makes it hard to see where the juiciest dandelions are hiding. But just because I can't see them right away doesn't mean they're not there. In those moments, I rely on more than just my eyes. I use my whiskers, my ears, and my sense of smell to guide me. Humans can do the same. When the path isn't clear, you've got other senses, both physical and emotional, to help you navigate. Complexity often comes from overthinking, too many options, or emotions clouding our view. But just like how a rabbit listens carefully to the sounds of the wind or the rustling of leaves, you can quiet your mind and start tuning into the subtle signs around you. Listen to your heart, your gut feelings, and even the quiet wisdom of others who've been through similar situations. Clarity doesn't always mean you see the whole picture right away. It can be about taking one small step forward, trusting that the fog will lift as you go. Finding clarity isn't always quick, and just like growing the perfect carrot, it takes patience, care, and a little bit of tending. So, how do you nourish the carrot of clarity when life gets complicated? Well, first you need to give yourself the space to grow. Just like how I need a quiet burrow to feel safe, you humans need your own space to reflect and recharge. Whether that means setting aside time for meditation, journaling, or even a peaceful walk, creating a calm environment helps the mind to clear. Next, think about checking the roots. Just like a healthy carrot needs strong roots, clarity comes from understanding the root causes of confusion. Are you overwhelmed because you have too many choices? Or is there a deeper feeling at play, like fear or uncertainty? Once you dig down and find those roots, you can start to nourish them with the right solutions, like asking for advice, simplifying your options, or taking a break to let things settle. And finally, remember that clarity, like any good carrot, needs time to grow. Don't rush the process. Sometimes, stepping away and giving yourself the time to let your thoughts ripen can make all the difference. After all, you wouldn't want to pull a carrot too soon, would you? The same goes for making big decisions or finding understanding in life's complex situations. Hey there, wonderful listeners! Do you love trying new treats and discovering flavours from around the world? Well, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Try the World. Imagine receiving a curated box of gourmet snacks and delicacies from different countries right at your burrow. I mean doorstep, each month. Every box is filled with a delightful assortment of international goodies, from French butter cookies and Italian chocolate tarallini to Thai sriracha banana chips and beyond. It's like a tasty adventure you can enjoy without ever leaving home. Each treat is carefully selected to bring you the best flavours from around the globe, offering a unique culinary experience. Whether you're a foodie looking to explore new tastes or just someone who loves a good snack, Try the World has something for everybody. And it's not just about the snacks. Each box also includes a cultural guide, helping you learn about the traditions and stories behind your new favourite treats. It's a wonderful way to expand your horizons and enjoy some delicious surprises along the way. So, if you're ready to embark on a global munching adventure, hop over to 12hopflop.com/try the world and start your journey today. Use code JOY10 for 10% off your order. Trust me, your taste buds will thank you. That's 12hopflop.com/try the world and use code JOY10 for 10% off. Happy munching, my friends. Now, let's get back to the show. Now, I know life moves fast, sometimes too fast. It's easy to get swept up in the rush of making decisions, solving problems, and just trying to keep up. But let me share a little secret from the world of rabbits. Sometimes, the best thing you can do is pause. Yep, that's right. Just like how I freeze when I sense something's off, taking a moment to stop and assess is often the smartest move. Pausing allows you to catch your breath, gather your thoughts, and let the fog of complexity start to clear. When you rush through decisions or leap into action without reflection, you might miss something important, just like how I'd miss the sound of a predator sneaking up if I didn't take a moment to listen carefully. For humans, pausing can look like stepping away from a problem, sleeping on it, or just taking a few deep breaths before deciding what to do next. When your mind is racing, it's easy to get lost in the weeds, but slowing down helps you see the bigger picture. So, before you make that big decision, take a page out of my book and give yourself permission to pause. You might be surprised at how much clarity comes when you just take a moment to sit still. Now that we've found a little more clarity, it's time to hop forward. You see, clarity isn't just about sitting still and understanding things, it's also about knowing when to leap into action. Once a rabbit has figured out that the path ahead is safe, we don't linger too long. We hop, and I think humans can learn from that too. When you've taken the time to pause, reflect, and let the fog lift, the next step is to trust yourself. Trust that you've done the thinking, the feeling, and the assessing, and now it's time to move. Don't let fear or second-guessing hold you back. Clarity is also about having the confidence to act. Even if you don't see the entire path ahead, taking that first hop can often reveal the next step. It's a little like munching on a carrot, one nibble at a time. You don't have to solve everything all at once. Just take one action and the rest will start to unfold. The important thing is to keep moving, keep hopping, and trust that each leap is bringing you closer to where you need to be. And hey, if you stumble, that's okay too. Just pause, reassess, and hop again. That's the way to find your carrot of clarity. Well, my dear listeners, we've hopped through quite the journey today, haven't we? From understanding clarity to navigating the fog of complexity and finally leaping forward with confidence. I hope you feel a little more ready to find your own carrot of clarity in life's tricky situations. Thank you so much for joining me today on 12 Hop Flop. It's always a joy to share these moments with you. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss a hop with me. And of course, I'd love to hear your thoughts. So please leave a comment or review and let me know how you're finding clarity in your life. Until next time, keep those whiskers twitching, those ears perked, and remember, clarity is just a hop away.